Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Dairy production expected to grow by 15% this year. Stay with us to find out more and later. Or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a Honeyan farmer. Joseph helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and Joseph has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and Joseph built my new classroom.
For 20 years, Joseph, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
Dairy milk production is poised to grow by 15% this year, up from 10% last year. Chairman of the Jamaica Dairy Development Board, Donald Elvey, says dairy output increased by 1.3 million litres last year and a further 2 million litre increase is expected this year. Some 13.13 million litres were produced in 2017.
Our goal of achieving 20 million litres of milk by the year 2020 is on track, and we believe by 2019, based on the projections in this industry, we will achieve that target.
The Dairy Development Board will be rolling out a series of initiatives to support the projected growth. Among the initiatives is a project to get started in short order to encourage dairy farmers who have exited the industry to resume production with support from the board. Facilities at the Bodo's Research Station are also to be rehabilitated, while farmers will be provided with a total 300 dairy heifers in short order. The Bombasa Grass Project, initiated to assist dairy farmers to explore the potential of the grass, will also be revitalized. Approximately 1,000 acres of pasture will be planted this year.
These initiatives are aimed at providing better nutrition, increasing or improve genetic animal with the capacity to produce more to our farmers.
Chairman of the Jamaica Dairy Development Board, Donald Elvey. He was speaking at a recent ceremony to hand over fertilizer to farmers from St. Thomas, St. Elizabeth, and Clarendon. The donation is valued at $5 million and forms part of efforts to boost dairy production. The fertilizer was specially blended by Newport FirstSand for the development of pasture, and the donation represented a partnership involving the Jamaica Dairy Development Board, Newport FirstSand Jamaica Limited, and Nutrimix. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Bad family better than empty pigsty. Translation: a bad family is better than an empty pigsty. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Attention residents and persons living and working in the Crossroads area. The Pika Passport mobile team will be at the National Water Commission on Moroska Road from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on February 27 to accept your application for Jamaican passport. No cash will be accepted. Pay using debit and credit card only. Come on out and get your passport at NWC Crossroads, Tuesday, February 27 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, no matter how bad and awful you think your family members are, or no matter how much you can't stand to be around them, it's better to have them than not to have anyone to call family. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.